Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Al of Akron's going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, brought to you by Apex Skin. Al, how are you?
Good morning, guys. How's everybody?
Good. Doing all right.
That's right.
Doing well. Good. Playing a round of Trump Tui. Well, specifically, you're going to play. Just ask Jen to leave the room, and we'll start the game.
Offense or defense?
That's, you know, I'm not answering that.
Yeah.
I am
you're
not
on offense
answering
right
that.
Now. Jen's on defense, and she's leaving the room.
I'm leaving, Jen, Al. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right, Jen's making out of the her way out of the room. Producer Stevie staying in the studio. Al of Akron, ready to answer 5 questions. Let's begin the game. All right, question number 1. There's a new study that ranked Progressive Field as having one of the best game day stadium experiences. This is based on, well, there's cost of food, there's tickets, there's a lot of things that go into this equation. Which Major League Baseball team plays its home games at Progressive Field?
The Cleveland Guardians.
Question number 2. Taylor Swift was spotted having lunch yesterday in Northeast Ohio. Apparently, she was at JoJo's in Chagrin Falls. We do know that Travis Kelce had a charity golf event in Chardon just a couple of days ago. Is Chardon located on the east side or the west side of Cleveland?
East side. I believe it's 20 minutes from Menor.
There you go. 20 minutes.
Right down the road. It might be.
Actually, probably is. Because it is. 20 minutes from Menor, right there.
Not from here. Menor.
Question number 3. So, this is going to be a party in downtown Cleveland to celebrate the opening of the new Superman film that was shot here in Northeast Ohio. We're all excited about this. So it's happening on July 12th, a day after its release. It's happening at Tower City Center. What is Superman's alter ego? You know, when he's wearing the glasses. There you go. Question number 4. The third and final season of Squid Game broke records on Netflix, pulling in over 60 million views in its first 3 days. Now, the symbols on the masks worn by the masked workers represent their rank and role within the deadly competition. Which symbol represents the worker, which is the lowest in the hierarchy? It's either a triangle, a circle, or a square.
Circle for the block.
Let's go for the circle. Question number 5. Kylie Jenner, Timothy Chalamet, they've taken a huge step in their relationship. Kylie Jenner now follows Timothy Chalamet on Instagram. Now, this is a notable event because she only follows 119 accounts. Now, she may only follow 119 accounts, but how many people follow Kylie Jenner on Instagram? Your guess needs to be within 20 million.
137 million.
Let's go with 137 million for your guess for question number 5. We're going to see how you did. And then Jen answers those same 5 questions in 3 minutes. Let's continue a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. That is brought to you by Apex Skin. Al of Akron did his job answering 5 questions a minute ago. How did he do?
Al got 4.
Ooh, good job, Al.
Al getting 4 questions correct. Remember, if you win, we can be back to back to back losses. We're going to see what happens.
I'm so excited. I hope you get to say that again.
Well, if I do, it'll be back to back to back to back losses coming up. Right there. That's getting ahead of ourselves. We got to play the game.
It really is.
Way ahead of ourselves.
Thanks, Tim.
Question number one. There's a new study that ranked Progressive Field as one of the best game day stadium experiences based on a lot of elements. I mean, food and tickets and so much more. Which Major League Baseball team plays its home games at Progressive Field?
The Guardians.
There you go. Guardians. Question number two. Taylor Swift was spotted having lunch yesterday in Northeast Ohio. Apparently, eating at JoJo's, Chagrin Falls. We do know that Travis had a charity golf event in Chardon just days ago. Is Chardon on the east side or west side of Cleveland?
The east side.
It is on the east side. Question number three. It's going to be party in downtown Cleveland to celebrate the opening of the new Superman film that was shot here in Northeast Ohio. It's happening on July 12th, the day after it's released at Tower City Center. What is Superman's alter ego, you know, when he's wearing the glasses?
Clark Kent.
It is Clark Kent. We move to question number four. The third and final season of Squid Game broke records on Netflix, pulling in over 60 million views in its first 3 days. The symbols and the masks worn by the masked workers represent their rank and role within the deadly competition. Ooh. Which symbol represents the worker, which is the lowest in the hierarchy? It's either the triangle, the circle, or the square.
It's the circle.
Is the circle. As we move to question number five.
Got to get this one, or we're going to a tiebreaker.
Thank you, Stevie.
Which you love.
All right, question
number really do not.
Question number five.
To be clear on that.
I hate the tiebreaker!
Correct.
Kylie Jenner, Timothy Chalamet, they've taken a huge step in their relationship. Mm-hmm. They got married. Kidding. Kylie Jenner now follows Timothy Chalamet on Instagram.
Ooh. Basically marriage.
Mama! This is notable because she only follows 119 accounts. Ooh. Now, she may only follow 119 accounts, but how many people follow her on Instagram? Your guess needs to be within 20 million.
It's she has 95 million followers.
I'm not going to reveal the answer because I'm going to use that for the tiebreaker question. Al was also low, so we're tied at four.
We are tied at four.
We're tied at four. We're going to go to the tiebreaker question. Al of Akron, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. So you know how this game works. You know how the tiebreaker works. Jen's going to write down her answer as you were answering the question to keep this fair. Closest to the actual number without going over. We are going to go back to the question that I just asked. We're going to go back to Kylie Jenner and how many million followers she has on Instagram. So you're both incorrect. I want to know how many she has. Closest to the actual number without going over will be today's winner. So here is the timer. Jen's going to be writing down her answer. Here we go.
381 million.
381 million. Jen Tui.
1.2 billion.
It is 393 million.
Oh my God. Yeah.
393 million.
Good job, Al. You did it. You trumped me.
Awesome.
So you're going to get the limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt, $50 Apex skin gift card, also thrown in the grand prize drawing. Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
I'm Alan Akron, and I Trump Tui on Star 102.
Let's play around at Trump Tui, brought to you by Apex Skin on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We have Robin and Eastlake and also Carson in the car. Hey, Robin, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You ready to play?
We are ready.
All right. Ask Jen to leave the room, Robin. We'll go ahead and get started.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Robin.
All right. So, producer Stevie, as you know, she'll stay in the studio with me. She's keeping track of the score. I have the five questions in hand. Jen is out of the studio now, so we will ask you the five questions you have played before. You know how the game works. There is a timer involved. Jen is a very, very big fan.
I hate the timer!
She also hates the tiebreaker. Also hates the timer. You go through those questions the best that you can. You answer them within the allotted time frame. When you are done, we bring Jen back into the studio, ask her the same five questions and see if you can trump Tui. So here we go. Question number one. New Kids on the Block kick off their Right Stuff residency in Las Vegas, but it got crashed by the Backstreet Boys, which caused the fans to go wild. Both bands currently, by the way, playing in Las Vegas. Our question to you is simple. Who would you rather see, NKOTB or Backstreet Boys?
NKOTB.
Question number two, Project Runway back for its 21st season. And also Heidi Klum making a dramatic return after her 2018 departure. Is Heidi Klum over or under the age of 50?
Over.
Okay, let's go with question number three. Jonathan Bailey is going the extra mile when it comes to his work on Jurassic World Rebirth. Not only does he play paleontologist Dr. Henry Loomis, he also recorded music for the movie. Now, Jonathan Bailey, first of all, clearly very talented, played Prince Fierro in which popular musical film released in 2024?
Oh, goodness. Do you have a guess, bud? No, we have no idea.
That's okay. We'll move to question number four. Maybe you know about The Bear. It's been renewed for another season. FX announced the hit show will be coming back for a fifth season, slated to premiere next year, and can be streamed on Hulu and also on Disney Plus. Which actor plays the main character slash chef in the series The Bear?
Oh, no. I have no idea. Good show, but I have no idea.
By the way, I seem to be out on that show, and we had a DM that season four has been very, very good.
Got to go back then.
I know. Now I'm thinking about it, but season three, this was not. We'll see. Maybe it's if anybody else is watching it, shoot us a DM. Question number five. Jennifer Aniston has signed on to be part of the new Apple TV series based on Jeanette McCurdy's 2022 memoir, I'm Glad My Mom Died. Now, Jennifer Aniston will be playing the mother, by the way. Jeanette McCurdy became a child star on which Nickelodeon series?
Hi, Carly.
All right. We're going to see how you did with those five questions. And then, that's right, Jen answers those same five questions in 3 minutes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Continuing on with a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. Robin and Carson in Eastlake answered five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie, as you always do, keeping track of the score. Let them know how they did.
They got three.
Good job, guys.
Okay.
All right.
Good job, bud.
Absolutely. Brought to you by Apex Skin. Now you know what we do. We're going to ask Jen the same five questions. Producer Stevie continues keeping the score. We'll begin with question number one. Obviously, the same questions we asked them when you were out of the studio. We begin with NKOTVB. They kicked off their Right Stuff residency in Las Vegas, and it got crashed by the Backstreet Boys, which, of course, fans went crazy. Both bands are currently, by the way, playing in Las Vegas. Who would you rather see, NKOTB or the Backstreet Boys?
NKOTB.
There you go. Whichever band is correct. Oh, there you go. Wrong.
Did you say wrong?
All right. Yeah.
Really?
All right. Wow. Guess we got to move to question number
Shoot.
Two.
She's kidding. The scorekeeper, too.
That's right. She has the official
that
pen.
That was just my answer.
What if you throw NSYNC in there? You still Backstreet?
No, Backstreet Boys.
Uh-huh. NSYNC with Justin Timberlake?
I would take NSYNC over both of them.
I would take Backstreet Boys.
Question number two. Project Runway is back for its 21st season. Heidi Klum also making a dramatic return after her 2018 departure. Is Heidi Klum over or under the age of 50?
Over.
52. She's over. Question number three. Jonathan Bailey is going the extra mile when it comes to his work on Jurassic World Rebirth. Not only does he play paleontologist Dr. Henry Loomis, he also recorded music for the movie because, well, he does everything. Jonathan Bailey played Prince Fierro in which popular musical film released in 2024?
Wicked.
It was Wicked.
Could he be more charming? Like, I keep seeing him interview. I'm obsessed.
In every role.
Everything.
And was unbelievable in Wicked. And
he's amazing. Amazing.
I mean, I have nothing else to compare it to because I never saw Wicked anywhere else in the movie theater, but I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, but you watch Bridgerton.
Yes, and Bridgerton, unbelievable. Right. Like, how do you? I didn't even know if the storyline would be strong enough, to be perfectly honest with you, when it was just kind of like featuring it. And he is fantastic. How do you not like the guy?
He's so likable.
That's the guy. If we were building a celebrity cul-de-sac,
yes.
I would want him in the cul-de-sac.
100%.
Question number four.
Paul Rudd's there,
who
too.
Who else is in there? Oh, okay.
Paul Rudd's kicking it there.
Mm-hmm.
Question number four. The Bear has been renewed for another season. FX announced the hit show will be coming back for now a fifth season, slated to premiere next year and can be streamed on Hulu and also Disney Plus. Which actor plays the main character / chef in the series The Bear?
Jeremy Allen White.
It is Jeremy Allen White.
Also very charming in interviews.
Also, I think being on the cul-de-sac might be a little problem. Might have my, you know, issue with some permits and things, late night partying, but
oh,
I think Jeremy.
Yeah.
The cul-de-sac is filling up quick.
He will have fresh flowers in his house all the time, though.
But he also might be getting that mail in his Calvin Klein's.
You see, I'm down with that.
Question.
Can Jonathan Bailey do that too?
Imagine that.
They're all out there in their underwear getting their
this
mail.
This is very sus cul-de-sac.
It really is an inappropriate
but
cul-de-sac.
But nobody's calling the city on those two. Question number five. Jennifer Aniston signed on to be part.
Jennifer Aniston in the cul-de-sac.
Yes.
100%.
And she has cute dogs. She does yoga all the time. Yeah.
Oh. Our cul-de-sac is the best. I mean, the property tax is clearly very high.
Very.
But a very, very nice cul-de-sac.
We're camping in a tent in the cul-de-sac.
We can't. I mean, I'm like in the shed of Jeremy Allen White. Like,
correct.
Question number five. Jennifer Aniston has signed on to be part of a new Apple TV Plus series based on Jeanette McCurdy's 2022 memoir, I'm Glad My Mom Died. Jennifer Aniston's going to be playing the mother. Jeanette McCurdy became a child star in which Nickelodeon series?
Stevie! What?
Wizards of Waverly Place.
That wasn't Nickelodeon.
Shoot.
iCarly. It was iCarly.
I meant iCarly.
Final totals.
Robin and Carson 3, Jen 4.
Oh, sorry, guys.
That's all right. He'll still go to your summer camp.
Excellent. It's a fun one. We only make butter so far, but
can
you know
I just
what?
Say how good that butter was. Here was the bad move, and we're getting the bad move was, we made that butter during the summer camp and shook that up, and then within a week, I had blood drawn for my physical, and my cholesterol was
really high.
Didn't think about it. All right, so, we love that you played the game, but you know what you need to say.
All right, Carson. I'm Carson,
and I'm in Chelsea. Yeah. We're glad that you played, though, buddy. That was a lot of fun. Have a great day!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.